FM. 36 and a half minutes to 4 o'clock, and on a Tuesday afternoon we get up close and personal with the plumbing boss Barry Chapman, proud sponsors of everything that is news related on the afternoon show. And then on a Tuesday we get to talk about plumbing, which is cool. And,
yeah.
And I thought, because, you know, we're now on the cusp of the holiday that people are manufacturing from two long weekends on either
and
end.
And that's
of
when everything goes wrong.
Well, you see, this is why I thought it would be a good idea, because Murphy's Law dictates that if something is going to go wrong, it's going to go wrong in a period like this where there's kind of, firstly, many services are not working because it's holidays.
Yeah.
And secondly, if they are working, they're really busy. Because there's so few services working, and you've got an emergency now. If it's a plumbing emergency, it can be pretty serious. I mean, you can. But most other things are not going to necessarily flood you out, but a burst pipe or something like that needs attention urgently, especially if it's inside.
Wow, 100%. I mean, so the influx of people that come into the area, one straight off the bat, sewer drainage infrastructure gets put under the crunch, and any sort of little blockage that may be hanging around is certainly going to be put to the test to see whether it's going to clear up or block up.
That could ruin a holiday.
100%.
You pull into your bespoke accommodation and it's beautiful and there's the sea and you've got a seafood spread going with a glass of wine and it's all lovely, and then suddenly, oh my God.
Then you have a poo emergency.
And it happens. So what is the pro? What does one do in Bolito this weekend or this holiday week? If you've got an emergency, a plumbing emergency.
So, from our side, we run an emergency standby crew. And we're always available.
So, you have an emergency after hours?
Yeah. Well, customer service and looking after the people that look after us as a company is very important. In that time of need, you need to be able to provide that service for them. So, that's the reason why we do our emergency services.
And is it easy to find the contact number? Because sometimes it's not.
So our contact number's on our website and on our Facebook page. And I can give it to you right now.
Do it.
084-781-2108. That is the Chapman Plumbing Emergency Standby number. And if you can't get a hold of them via the phone, if they may be on a job, just drop them a WhatsApp and the guys will jump onto it for you.
I just want to check it. 084-781-2108.
That is it.
Gotcha. Okay, because that's an important number to diarize. Now, if there is a situation that, just for argument's sake, one wants to do a little bit of a DIY fix until help can arrive, are there certain jobs that you can in fact tackle as a non-skilled artisan, a non-professional plumber?
So going down the lines of a block sewer line, if you've got a bunch of people around the house and you now have effluent coming out inside the house, first off, you probably need to get a relief gully installed outside so it doesn't overflow inside. But what you can do is, if you've got any of those little inspection caps, you've got the big white fittings that come out the side of the building, they've got little screw caps on them, you can open those screw caps out to try to relieve the pressure on the outside of the building. Or sometimes you have those inspection eyes in your garden or down your driveway, you can just get a screwdriver and pop that off. It just relieves the pressure from overflowing inside your house to outside.
Is it a good idea to turn off the water main?
So if it is a blocked sewer line, the water is obviously coming from your water supply, which is then getting flushed down a toilet or down basins and stuff like that. So reducing your water consumption is surely going to help. Just remember, any effluent that is spilt on the floor is contamination, and it then needs to be treated with accordingly and sterilized afterwards. Just to flush down, clean up of any solid particles, and a sterilization with the likes of chlorine or biobacteria or something like that can consume the particles. But yes, definitely cut down your use of your water. There's a couple of complexes where there's a block drain on the ground floor and upstairs is using water, but you don't know where the water is coming from, and it's coming out your toilet on the floor. That's literally when you need to go to your neighbors upstairs and be like, hey guys, you know, sorry, there's a blocked drain. You need to really stop using your water, and then get hold of the guys that can come sort it out for you.
I was going to think, it must be difficult living in an apartment where there's a leak above you. And not so much below you, because you're above it. But when you have a situation where you notice water dripping through the ceiling, and what does one do? I suppose it must be a building supervisor that you can go if the tenants aren't in.
Yeah, so they're body corporate management building supervisors. In most setups, it's an issue between the two owners, upstairs and downstairs. It doesn't really become a body corporate issue. Unless it needs to be processed through body corporate insurance and things like that. They do get quite sticky and horrible, those things, because there's quite a process to go through to diagnose where it's coming from, what the cause is, get quotes out and everything like that to be able to rectify it.
Which brings me to another point. A lot of folk that come down on holiday often start to make a plan to buy some kind of maybe a holiday place or an investment property. And often that's an apartment, because those tend to be cheaper and easier to access. But this is the kind of problem that one doesn't even think about when you go into particularly the older apartments. Maybe is it a good idea to get a plumbing inspection before you hit the button on something like that?
Well, I would definitely advise it to get some form of a plumbing inspection. But
and what does that typically entail? Because one would imagine just open the tap if there's pressure and flush the toilet. If it works, then that's the thing.
So, yeah, pressure test, visual observation of all plumbing points, double-checking that there's no water running anywhere that doesn't need to be running. We can also do CCTV camera inspections in the pipes to see whether there's any obstructions or anything like that. But on that side, it's very difficult to say, you know, hey, this building's perfect. You know, we haven't picked up any issues now. But you could, in a day's time or 10 years' time, could have a burst pipe.
But I'm just thinking, one doesn't often, you hear about, you must have an electrical certificate signed off if you're going to buy a new property or you're going to acquire a property of some kind. But do you have to have a plumbing certificate?
Not by law.
You see?
Not yet. But we do have a very good bunch of estate agents in our area, and a lot of our real estate agents, for their own comfort and peace of mind and their clients' peace of mind, they've been requesting plumbing certificates.
Very good idea.
Which is fantastic. I mean, it gives the real estate agent the comfort and security that it is now covered. And it also gives the new owner that's purchasing that sense of comfort that, yes, you know, my place has been built in a compliant manner. There's one thing that the guys can't guarantee is whether there's going to be a burst pipe today or tomorrow.
Sure. But things like septic tanks, if people are coming from an area where they're not familiar with that kind of affair, presumably that's when a plumbing inspection is very important, because if the septic tank isn't working or there's a problem, you're going to move into a situation which becomes unpleasant.
So we had a very similar experience not so long ago. We did an inspection on a house that was getting sold. There was quite a bit of stuff that the house was vacant, so there was quite a bit of piping stolen out of it, which we had to replace. And while we were there, we did a camera inspection on the stormwater lines, which was all clear, ran down to the stormwater connection. And then the sewer line ran into the septic tank. Perfect footage, everything going into the septic tank, no stress whatsoever. The house was vacant and had been vacant for a while. So for us, we can see the septic tank. We can see the level is at its normal level inside the septic tank. We obviously can't get to the soakaway. The new owner moved into the house, started using it, and the septic tank filled up. So there was a little bit of that was a bad experience, because the house had been vacant for so long.
Does that cause problems, a septic tank that isn't working?
So the septic tank itself is basically just a processing plant. The soakaway is actually the part that does the hard work.
Oh.
Because that's where your massive water goes into for it to dissipate into the floor. Septic tank is a living organism. It needs to be well looked after. Definitely no jicks and bleaches and Jay's Fluids and all those wonderful, those sanitizing lotions that you put on yourself when you clean yourself from wounds, those things are very evil for septic tanks. Those kills 99% germ soaps, and those are like big no-nos for septic tanks because you kill the bacteria inside them that processes everything that comes into it. So the septic tank itself is merely a processing plant, and then the soakaway is the baby that does the hard work.
So for various reasons, if you're either acquiring a property or you're selling a property and you want to be really 100% sure that what you're buying or selling is right, get it assessed. Chapman Plumbing, and I'm sure there are many others that will offer the service, but well, we tend to recommend those that we know and love. You see, there it is, the love. So, and if you are now planning to, well, if you're here already on a holiday, or you've got family, friends arriving on holiday, and it's always a good idea to be prepared. We're not saying it's something untoward is going to happen, but it's a good idea to be prepared. So when you have a checklist of emergency contact numbers, make sure that you've got the Chapman Plumbing number, because they do offer 24-hour. And believe me, when things go wrong at Murphy's Law, it's going to happen in the middle of the night on a public holiday weekend. And this is a number to ring, 084-781-2108. That's the plumbing specialist, the leak specialist, the drain specialist, the geezer specialist. They specialize in all things plumbing related. And my very special guest that I've been engaging with, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. We'll see you again. Oh, no. Oh, maybe next week. You're going to be here still. You know, because you do a lot of holidays. It's nice. I want to ask you about that one of these days.
Get out and about and help in Infolosi Game Reserve and do all those little bits and
good
pieces.
Stuff.
But my last little bit of departing words is if you do have a burst pipe or anything like that in your property and you need to shut your water off, please do me a favor and go to your electrical board and turn off your geezers on the electrical board, because geezers sometimes have the tendency to back siphon into your system and your elements will then burn, and you're going to end up with another 2,000 rand bill to replace elements and thermostats and stuff.
Wow. Wise words from Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. We'll catch up with Chapman in a week's time.
Beautiful. Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geezer specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.